So, that's to sate our thirst for long reading, but what about longer listening and podcasting?
Well, that still appears to be a point of discussion. It's possible that podcasting, rather than podcasting from mainstream broadcast, can be anything you like, but making it too long could be a mistake. This is excluding longer radio plays and fiction, which of course can be a lot longer sometimes. I had a chat with podcaster Richard Barra, who works on various sites and podcasts. We talked about what his audience has been telling him about longer audio online and what the optimal length for a podcast might be.
I don't think there's any standard length. It depends on the podcast and what you're trying to do. I've seen podcasts out there which last up to 10 minutes. I've seen other ones that last up to an hour. Any podcast that is longer than your personal attention span is too long. And attention spans vary tremendously. The average adult attention span is about 15 to 20 minutes. Kids, less so. I don't know. Perhaps you measure that in seconds rather than minutes. But maybe a 15 to 20 minute, I feel personally, is a good guideline for a podcast. You look at TV programs, you look at radio programs, and they're done in half an hour sort of chunks. And by the time you take out the trailers, the lead in, the lead out, you're probably talking 25 minutes, which is then again coming into your 15, 20 minute sort of region. I personally think that is the ideal length. Also depends when you listen to it. If you're in a car and you've got a 20 minute commute and you want to listen to your podcasts, a 25 minute podcast is going to be too long. So you'd want something 15 minutes long. And I suppose we all live busy lives nowadays, so people probably want short, snappy, get to the information, get to the point. So it's probably shorter is probably better. But you also need a reasonable amount of time to get the information across.
Do you think that the location where people listen also affects the length of what they're listening to? So if you're sitting at a computer, would you be as intrigued as to listen to something or maybe leave it on an open window in your browser? Or do you think that people who download are likely to listen to longer things? Or if you're skimming something, say, on a tablet, maybe that would affect how you want to interact with audio too?
Yeah, I do. I think where you listen to it will have a huge effect on it. On my blog, I ran a few little polls. One poll, I've got 114 people voted, and how long should a podcast be? And interestingly, how I feel a podcast should be, 10 to 20 minutes, had 30% of the votes. Up to 10 minutes, it was 22% of the votes. So over 50% of people voted between up to 20 minutes long. After that, 20 to 30 minutes is 20% of people. 30 to 45 minutes, 12% of people. It starts tailing off quite a lot. So I think 10, 20 minutes is the ideal length. I also ran another poll, which is where do you listen to podcasts? But it seemed to be at home, on the way to work, while walking and jogging were the key things where people listen to podcasts. Coming back to your question about if you're browsing, would you leave something open? I'm not sure about that. If you leave something open and you're trying to listen to it, your attention then is inevitably going to get dragged elsewhere if you're opening another window. And I don't think you're going to listen to something that long if you're sitting on a computer. Your attention is going to wander. 20 minutes is quite a long time if you just had to sit still, stare at a screen, listen to something to concentrate on it.
In creating audio, whether or not you've got a discussion which could play a bit longer or small sections of audio, if you were to try and make something longer form, that's a lot of work, isn't it? To get a quality output for up to an hour is a lot of production work for a podcaster.
It depends what type of podcast you do. Some of them are very free form. Some can be rather ghastly in quality. It depends how much pride you take and how much technical know-how you do. I suppose that's also the beauty of podcasts. It's open to anybody. Anyone can stick a cheap little mic in the computer, press record, ramble on to the heart's content, and then post it online. But that's not really going to engage too many people. If you want to take out all the sort of background sounds, make it sound slick, put music on at the beginning, fade in and out to different interviews, that actually takes an awful lot of work.
So if we want to find out more and follow what you've been up to, where can we find you online?
A few places, I guess. plantadvice.co.uk. And the other podcasts which I do for Zen Internet, I kind of re-syndicate them and spin them around on my own blog, which is richardfarrer.com.
Now, schools of thought for video online are divided too, depending very much on the content.